This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily, and today we have some updates from Remy. I'm really excited for this conversation because we were texting over the weekend, and we're excited to get into it. And we also have a Dear DST.
Which is also great. But yeah, so my update is, it's less of an update, and it's more of like, I did my first all-you-can-eat experience.
So had you never been to an all-you-can-eat place?
I mean, besides like a buffet, you know, where like, okay, so here's the thing. My friends and I, we get together like once a month. We pick a restaurant. Usually there's some kind of battle between me and the initial guy who picks the restaurant. And this time I was like, I'm just going to go with the flow. He was like, we were both down for sushi. Everybody was like, that sounds great. And he's like, what about this all you can eat place? And I was like, that sounds good. Like, why not? You know? And then we get there and my friend and I are looking at these rules they have. And by the time he like arrives, like we're kind of like grumbling.
Wait, your stomach is grumbling?
No, we're like, like
that's the vibe.
That's the vibe. And he got there and he's like, are you guys mad at me for choosing this? And we were like, no, we're not mad, but listen to these rules. And I want everybody to listen to the rules and just see what you think is fair. Okay. So all you can eat sushi, $30.95.
Oh, by the way, this has been markered over. They changed the price. I don't know what the old price was, but did you notice that?
I did.
It says $30.95. I don't know what it used to be. I think it's a pretty reasonable price for all
so
you can
too.
Eat sushi. I'm just noting that.
Yeah. Okay. So the first rule, please finish what is served, including the rice and seaweed.
Don't pick the fish out.
Yeah. Any unfinished sushi or rice will be added to your order at $1 per piece sushi and $2 per roll / hand roll. And while I do understand that what they're trying to limit is food waste, the first sentence just made me like, I've never been in a finish your plate household, but I was like, oh my God, I'm doing that thing that everybody has said that they grew up with, that you finish it and the rice and the seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Clean your plate.
Clean your plate. So that I was already like, I was just,
it made me a bad taste in your mouth.
It just made me feel, I was like, okay, the pressure is on. Number two, regretfully, any diner not ordering off the all you can eat menu, but sampling off another diner's all you can eat plate will be charged full all you can eat menu price. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, because although that kind of creeps me out. Like, is somebody standing over you watching you take things off of other people's plates?
I don't know.
Also, it's like, don't share food.
Yeah.
You know, it's very like,
which
by
I love
the book.
Sharing food. But if everybody is doing all you can eat, which we all were, you can obviously share in the labor of finishing everything. Three, please limit your dining experiences to an hour and 45 minutes. We have a limited seating capacity and ask that you allow for other diners an opportunity to share the experience. This we just thought was funny because our last dinner, we stayed for like 3 hours until the place closed just to talk.
I love a leisurely dinner, but this is reasonable. Like most places in New York, they'll kick you out.
It's totally reasonable, but it's like finish your food and there's time limit.
TikTok.
So I immediately screenshotted the menu or I texted it to you and I was like, this is wild.
Well, yeah. And my response was like, I was expecting, because you were like, look at these rules. Mm-hmm. You send the rules. I'm like, these seem like pretty reasonable rules, because I know that a lot of people go to all you can eat places and they think all you can eat means all you can load up on your plate.
Right.
And then they end up wasting a lot of food.
Right.
And that's,
and
you know,
we hate food waste.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I did think about that as well. But I just, that first sentence of like, finish what is served. Like, I was like, we better order correctly, mm-hmm. and take breaks and force feed ourselves. And then a bunch of my friends were like, it's $1 like per piece that you're not eating. Like, who cares? And I'm like, well, I love a competition. So me.
Yeah. It's more about the principle than the actual dollar amount. Yeah. But if I went into a place, and I have been to all you can eat sushi places before, mm-hmm. it's so tempting because I love sushi and it's expensive. And yeah. so, you know, I would order in shifts because I'm not sure that I could finish everything if right. I order like 8 rolls. I
right.
mean, maybe depending on the day I could finish it. But uh-huh. so maybe I'd order 2 rolls. And
that's
then
what
I'd order...
I was thinking of doing. Uh-huh. And then my friend, I'm not going to name him. I don't want to besmirch him. But he ordered so many fucking hand rolls that I was like, what are you doing to us? Like,
what? Was he able to finish them?
He was. But it was also like we were all pressuring each other to like finish the roll, except for my other friend who was like, let's just pay extra. Who cares? And we were like, we do.
You can't. I mean, you got to care a little bit because you're going in with that rate, you know?
Yeah. Also, I was trying to calculate like, what is the normal amount that I spend on sushi?
Yeah. Wait, so let's think about this for a second. I was actually doing this math in my head when you sent me this. So
yeah.
If I order sushi, I usually probably get 2 rolls, mm-hmm. maybe 3 mm-hmm. if I'm really feeling myself. That is probably like $6 or $7 per roll. Mm. So maybe it comes out to like $20, $22. Mm-hmm. I don't know, depending. Maybe you got a seaweed salad also. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do your thing. But $30 to me is like, I really want to go in on some sushi.
Yeah.
So I feel like to get the true value of the all-you-can-eat experience, I would be going in like, okay, what's $30 worth of sushi?
Yeah, and you would eat more than you normally would.
Exactly.
Which is completely against all of the intuitive eating things that we've spoken about. I was just like, look at myself just forcing things down my gullet.
So did you end up forcing yourself to eat things?
Yes, I did.
Off of your own plate or other people's plates?
Both.
Okay.
But then I had like my friend who ordered everything, like he ended up feeling bad. So like he did help me out with 2 pieces that I could not stomach. Uh-huh. So this is where my hypocrisy comes in, is I think I do spend that much on sushi to begin with because I get the fancy shit.
Like, okay. Special rolls.
I love an Ikura.
Okay.
You know, which
is... Do you like the nigiri, like the piece of fish on rice? Because those are always more expensive. Just a piece of fish on
rice.
That's
not usually what I go for.
Okay.
I did get a piece of mackerel this time. I did get a piece of eel this time, which I don't usually order. I got a spider roll because I was like, oh, well, this will make the value worth it. But then it turned out that the Ikuras I ordered and the spider roll both added $2 each. Like, so what am I doing?
That wasn't on the guidelines.
That wasn't on the guidelines.
That should be included in
no,
the rules.
No, it actually was. It was on the
menu?
The tick off thing, but I wasn't in charge of ticking off.
Okay, it
and
says
so that's
plus
why
$2.
The entire time I was like, everybody finish your food. My friend was like, Remy, we're paying extra for your fancy shit. Like, just calm down. So, and I thought about you the whole time I had the spider roll because it's a soft shell crab fried and it was delicious.
Well, I'm happy you enjoyed it. I don't think I can eat soft shell crab for a long time.
Ever again.
I will see. I pray that I'll be able to eat it again, but it might be a while. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers, and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. I just hate all-you-can-eat places so much.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story. So I think this was the year after I graduated college. My cousin had just gotten her driver's license and mm-hmm. She lives in Connecticut and I was in town. I told her, hey, do you want to go get lunch somewhere? She's like, yeah, let me take you to this all you can eat sushi place. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, great. I go to their house. She wants to drive. She just got her driver's license. It's, you know, this cute little outing. We go to this place. It's in this strip mall. The sushi was fine. Like my main issue with all you can eat places, I feel like the food is never as good quality.
The food was good here.
Was it as good as like a your favorite sushi place that you really,
but also the pressure made the experience worse for me.
I feel that.
Which also, okay, so here's the other thing is I love leftovers. So if I don't finish sushi or food at like a normal restaurant, I'll just be like, hey, can we pack this up to go? That's illegal here.
Oh, you can't pack it up to go.
No.
Okay, I would be stuffing that sushi in my pocket so fast.
Well, one of my friends was like mushing his pieces together.
Which is not.
So that you wouldn't see that it was, that he couldn't finish it.
Oh, to make it look like less than it really
like
was.
It was just one hand roll. I'm like, it was three. Why did you order so many?
That is, I mean, that's pretty smart though. Yeah, I would definitely be trying to conceal that sushi, which it's not appetizing. I'm not going to bring it home and think that it's a delicacy that I'm going
to
eat later.
But I would have loved to be able to bring a Tupperware, but then I also understand that the restaurant's not going to want to give you they're not going to give you access to that because then it would be impossible for them to maintain that price.
Yeah, it like defeats the whole business model. So yeah. I understand it from that point of view. But just to round out my all-you-can-eat experience, I went, I stuffed so much sushi down my gullet.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. I mean, thank God she drove me back because I wouldn't have been able to drive. It was the most debilitating stomach ache I feel like I've ever had. I was doubled over in pain from eating so much sushi. And it just completely turned me off of that whole experience because I was trying to get the best bang for my buck.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Right.
And that's kind of the point.
Yes.
But I felt so horrible after that. I'm like, isn't eating supposed to be for pleasure? You know?
Yeah.
Isn't going out to eat with my cousin? Wasn't this supposed to be fun? This is not fun.
The reason we meet up once a month is to talk and catch up. And like all we talked about, I was like, finish your food. And they were like, well, you got the expensive thing. I'm like, well, you're drinking a beer. Like we also were just like fighting about food and prices, which like was not the point. I mean, we talked about some TV as well, but
as you do,
it was, it felt like it moved much faster than a normal dinner.
And you were stressed out.
And we were stressed out.
So I guess you're anti all you can eat also.
I don't know if I'm anti it. I think if you're in a place where eating needs to be more intuitive for you, maybe not the place to go.
Yeah, I think it forces you into this mindset of like, how much can I stomach? And that's not the point.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the point. Especially something like sushi that it's delicate and it's small and it's really, you know, hopefully high quality fish. And you're supposed to be slowing down and enjoying it. I feel like the two things don't match.
Yeah, this is not a hot dog eating contest.
Right.
We're not Joey Chestnut.
I mean,
I felt like him.
Who's Joey Chestnut?
He's the hot dog winning, or he eats all the hot dogs. He's a champion hot dog eater.
He's the current champion?
Yes.
So it's not Kobayashi anymore, because Kobayashi was the champion for a while.
I think I don't always watch these things.
I mean, I don't either. I knew about Kobayashi. I saw like a documentary on him at one point and how annoyed he was that everywhere he goes, people just order him food.
Mm.
Like every time he goes out to eat, people send him food. And he's like, guys,
I can't eat all of this.
I can't. I'm a professional eater.
Yeah.
They think that he just has this supernatural ability to eat which he does in a way. But
he's got a clown car stomach.
Kind of. But like he has to train his stomach.
Yeah.
Like he can't eat like that all the time.
Yeah. I think Joey Chestnut like doesn't. I don't know enough about this man, but I think he doesn't eat in preparation for the.
Yes, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like you need to not eat. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
And then if somebody's sending you food when you've already ordered your own food, again, the food waste.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
It's not fun. And I understand why the rules exist, because I know you know that teenagers are going in there and like
100%
ordering so much and then trashing it. They don't care about the food waste. And
yeah. And I really don't think that somebody was monitoring us too closely. Like we were looking around being like, ooh, can we like put these pieces of rice like in a napkin?
No, I think it's, I'm happy that you brought that up, because that's another element of this is it's nuanced.
Yeah.
I think if you left one roll on your plate and you were like, listen, like I loved the food. I'm so full. Yeah. I'm not sure that they would charge you for it.
They actually gave us our bill before looking at the like final what we had done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, they didn't add anything.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I think it is there so that people are just more mindful not to waste things, which is good. But I understand why you freaked out about these rules.
Please finish what is served, including the rice and seaweed. The seaweed.
It is this big.
It's flat.
It's very much like, your grandma being like, you picked the peas out of your mac and cheese. You know, it's like, all right, we're splitting hairs here. But I get it. I mean, just be aware. The next time you're invited to one of these places, some of the rules are stricter than this. Mm-hmm. Like some of them are crazy. I avoid these places. I would love to know what you guys think about all you can eat places.
Yeah. And all you can eat buffet too. They never say like finish everything. Like
that,
you can load up
different.
Your plate.
Yeah.
And you can take little bites of everything. Like I do like that.
Well, because that is, because in that scenario, there's food in chafing dishes that is probably going to get thrown out anyway.
For sure.
So I think that is an entirely different model.
Yeah.
This is made to order still, but you can get as much as you want. Mm-hmm. So yeah, buffets are different. I also don't love buffets because I feel like the food sits out and I don't know. I'm very particular about this stuff, but
I think you could get away with bringing a Tupperware to a buffet too.
Maybe I've never
so
tried, but
so many people.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's a good hack.
And also they throw that shit out. Like they're not allowed to donate that food.
No, they're
it
not.
It feels different than sushi to me that I'm like, abuse this place.
It is different. It is different. But I still feel like you leave too full. I still feel like, you know, it's hard to really be intuitive in that environment.
Yeah. Or it could be easier because you can just take little bits of everything.
Which is what I do. If I'm in that situation, and if I'm with people and they really want to go to the buffet, that's what I'll do. I'll take a little bit of everything, choose what I like, and then I'll go back for more of what I liked. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same way I approach Thanksgiving dinner when I want to try everything. You make a sampler plate and then you go back.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good way to approach it. But
I murdered a king crab leg at my last buffet in
Vegas.
Yeah? Oh. And like, where else am I going to get that?
No, and that is fun. It's like the experience, you know? But please, guys, weigh in, DM us, let us know what you think about all-you-can-eat places.
And finish your plate. No, I'm just kidding.
And finish your plate, you ingrate.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to this Dear DST.
Okay. Interesting question in this Dear DST.
Yeah.
Longtime listener, first time caller / emailer. I have a weird question that I would love to hear you guys discuss on the show. How do you relax? It's kind of the ultimate question.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been so stressed out between my job, which is supposed to be 9 to 5, but is actually 9 to 6:30 or 7 most days. Then trying to keep my apartment clean, cook meals for myself, actually have a social life, and finding time to exercise. I know this might not be your area of expertise because you don't work traditional 9 to 5 jobs, but I would love to hear your thoughts anyway. I usually come home and I'm either so tired or just in such a bad mood that I don't have the energy or motivation to get anything else done. Mm-hmm. I just collapse on the couch and I can't even relax for a minute because I'm stressing out about everything else I need to do. And when am I going to get it done? I usually resort to picking up Chipotle on the way home because my brain cannot contemplate what to cook, which is okay. I'm gentle on myself for not wanting to cook a deluxe meal for one. Since COVID, we've switched to a hybrid schedule, so I work from home 2 days a week, which I was really happy about at first. But it turns out that on work from home days, I usually have back-to-back calls, and I often can't even find time to have lunch, let alone have a nice midday walk. Sometimes I save all my non-work responsibilities and self-care for the weekend, but then the weekend comes around and I just want to go out to eat with my friends, or more likely, do nothing because I'm just so tired. It's not that I hate my job. I actually like it a lot of the time, and I've worked hard to be where I'm at. But sometimes I'm wound so tight and I just feel so stressed that I can't enjoy anything to the fullest, even when I'm off work. I really want to change my attitude and actually enjoy my life, but it can be so difficult for me. What should I do? Sincerely, too stressed to be a bitch.
I feel this so much, and especially when I was working like an office job, I would look around at my work hard, play hard friends, and I'd be like, how do you fucking do this? Mm-hmm. Like, the second they would be out of work on a Friday, it would be like, okay, after work, drinks, club, drinks, another club, hang out, to a sleepover together, wake up together, Saturday brunch, club, another, like legit, yeah, all fucking weekend. And I was like, how are these people shopping? How are they sleeping? How are they like recharging? Like, it seems like a very much extrovert versus introvert
dilemma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
I recharge by being alone. Whereas a lot of people recharge by being around other people and being social. So,
and blowing off steam. Yeah. Like, partying is a way of blowing off steam when you're working hard.
Socializing makes me crazy. But like, it also takes a toll on me. Like, I will say to my boyfriend when we're out, sometimes I'm like, my social tank is low. We need to leave, you know?
Which is really good that you can say that like so concisely and he knows exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I am totally the same way. I like to be social, but I definitely have a limit.
Yeah.
And I do think for some people, that is a way to blow off steam when you're working so hard, is like, I need to make the most out of my weekends, mm-hmm, and do everything. But I would also, when I was working 9 to 5, it was actually kind of crazy because I was actually working 10 to 6, but same thing. I would work 10 to 6 and then I was also doing stand up at night.
Right.
And that was like, I had no time for, mm-hmm, anything. And yes, this was something that I enjoyed that I was doing at night. And it was a way to blow off steam. But I mean, I would just be running on empty all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would often think, how do people do this who have kids? How do people do this who have any other responsibilities? At the time, I didn't have any. And it sounds like from this email that you're single and you don't have kids, or you don't have like that many responsibilities, just personal responsibilities. And you can't, mm-hmm, even get to them because you're so stressed out.
Do you remember that thing that people used to say, like, Beyonce and you both have the same 24 hours? And I'd be like, okay, well, she's better at it.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Because
also,
I can't.
Beyonce has a lot of things that I don't have. Okay.
But other people, you look at them and you're literally like, how are you doing this?
How do you do it all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have that thought a lot. I think there's very little point to compare yourself to other people. Like, this person can get this much done and I can't. You're asking, how do I relax? I think this is actually a double-sided question. I think you're asking, how can I relax a little bit, not be so stressed? But I think you're also asking, like, how can I be happy? Which I think is the ultimate, like, question that we're all trying to, mm-hmm, figure out for ourselves, right? Like, how can we get actual happiness out of our lives when we're doing so much and our battery is drained?
Yeah.
That's a really difficult question to answer because it's different for everybody. The one thing that I will suggest that I think has helped me, and I've suggested it to other people and it's helped them, when you come home, try not to stress about, okay, what is the next thing?
Yeah.
You say you collapse on the couch and you just can't fathom doing anything. So normal. I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Try to make that time a little more intentional. Turn the lights down. Signal to your body that it's time to relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe light a couple candles. Maybe do some fancy. You could get those colored lights that the TikTok kids like.
Yeah.
You know, set the mood, set the vibe, and just relax. Try to, I guess this is meditation in a sense, try to rid your brain of like what the next thing is and just focus on getting even if it's 10 minutes of relaxation,
yeah,
just sit with yourself and be silent and be relaxed. Don't be on social media. Don't watch TV. Just like really try to relax, okay?
And but also like take in that you are enjoying that relaxation. Like mm-hmm. there are some times that I get into bed and you could just get into bed and be like, okay, I'm in bed. Or there could be times that you get in and you go, oh, this feels so nice.
Yeah.
And then you say it to yourself more just to kind of like cement that this feels nice. And it feels good to feel nice for a little bit. Even if it's just 10 minutes of lying in bed, like there is that meditative thing of like, feel what you're feeling and smell what you're smelling or whatever. Like kind of ground yourself in that way of like, oh, these sheets are really good. Oh, that eucalyptus spray smells really good.
Totally.
Have like a yummy little lollipop by the bed. Oh, that tastes really nice.
Yeah.
I would also say making friends that live near you is a really good thing. Having a friend in your building that you can be like, hey, do you want to like come down and do dinner together? Because like, no, you don't want to do a gourmet dinner by yourself, but like you might want to cook with somebody else. And then you share the chores of cleaning up and you get to have a conversation over that meal instead of just sitting with that brain that is thinking about the next thing potentially and thinking about the cleaning up. It's like, no, you could be talking, you could be listening to music. Well, listen to music also is a huge thing during your commute. Also maybe right before bed, but also just like with friends, like it just, it puts something in your body that like feels a little better.
Oh yeah. I like that suggestion. It can be hard to, I don't know where you live, but definitely like in every apartment that I've ever lived in up to the one that I live in now, I didn't know any of my neighbors. I was always like, go, go, go. You know, I didn't have time to get to know the people around me. And actually since getting a dog, by default, I started interacting with my neighbors and I'm like, wow, you guys are actually cool people. Like I met a girl for coffee the other day who lives across the street and we brought our dogs. I'm not telling you to get a dog.
No, but you could walk your dogs together. Like the things that you normally do alone, that if you're like, oh, I'm going for like a walk, like maybe you like one of your coworkers. Hey, do you want to go for the walk together after work or whatever? Or just walk to the subway together. And it's like a decompression little conversation, but also know whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, because there used to be, again, when I was thinking about all those other people and what they're doing, I was like, they're doing so much more for their lives. But then recognizing that I'm an introverted personality, I'm like, oh, taking the time to sit by myself, that is doing something for me.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes the guilt off of just chilling. Like, some people really need that to replenish.
Yeah. And even you saying like, sometimes I don't even want to go out to eat with my friends. That's okay. Like that's sometimes I don't want to go out to eat with my friends. Sometimes I just want to lay around and do nothing. And I think you have to be okay with being honest with your friends if that is the case. Like, hey, I just like really don't feel like hanging out today. But know the difference between like, sometimes it's easier to just be like, oh, I don't want to fucking deal with it and just knock it out of your pajamas all day. Mm-hmm. Like really think about, like, would it make me feel good to go see people?
Yeah.
And then as far as like meal prep and cleaning goes, like we all hate these tasks.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Even if you had all the time in the world, you might still put it off.
Yeah.
I find myself putting off household chores all the time. My recommendation, honestly, would be to follow some of the people similar to, or even the people that we've had on this show, like Salt and Sage, who will tell you how to do a grocery shop and then kind of space out like meal prep, but not traditional meal prep, like having ingredients in your house that you can make something easy. She just did this. I'm like kind of a huge fan now. She just did this thing that was three ingredients, three ways. So you go to the grocery store, all you have to get are three ingredients and maybe like a couple others to supplement. But, and then you can make different meals throughout the week if you want to get more into cooking.
Yeah.
But also it's also fine if you want to order in. You're working really hard. You deserve it too, if that's what you want to do.
Also, other people clean up differently. You know, like some people will clean their dishes immediately. Some people clean while they're cooking. Some people will let their dishes pile up for a week and then do one big clean.
Which I don't recommend.
See, I don't mind it.
Really?
Because I know that if I have a day that I'm like, it will happen on this day and just make tonight easier or make the you know, like, but know what type of person you are. Maybe play around with what works.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to let it pile up, and I have actually found if I just clean the pan before eating, if I just put my food on the table and just quickly clean the pan and just put the dishes in the dishwasher, it gives me peace of mind that it's not piling up, because then I don't have as much to do on a Sunday or whatever. But yeah, know yourself.
I break it down. I'll be like, okay, I'll put the pan in the sink. I will put water and soap, and it will soak for a day. And I know that for the day, I can just relax a little. Like, and I think that the soap is doing its job.
I thought you were going to say it'll soak for a week. Happens to me, which is, that's the part about knowing yourself. Like, is it going to sit there for a week? Then maybe just like scrub it out now.
Yeah.
But if you are going to do it tomorrow, then you know that better than me. The last thing that I will say in terms of finding joy, I mean, you don't quit your job. You like your job.
Yeah.
Jobs are hard. Mm-hmm. It's work. Okay. Find little pockets of joy. Just like we're telling you to find little pockets of relaxation when you come home, 10 minutes to meditate or whatever. Find little pockets of joy throughout your day. Are there little things that make you happy throughout the day? Grabbing a croissant in the morning, I don't know, before work. So a little treat for yourself. Having a little drawing pad to do like little doodles when you're feeling insane, like you can't read another email. I don't know. Just figure out little things that you can experience little pockets of joy. Oh, maybe
journaling,
maybe a 5-minute phone call.
I was going to say, I have a lot of friends that don't live near me, and it is fun that I can just call them for 5, 20, maybe even an hour. And then you hang up.
Yeah.
When you're ready to just be alone again.
And then you feel good, right? Like whenever I avoid talking on the phone a lot, I think a lot of people in our generation avoid it. But then whenever a friend calls me and we actually talk, I'm like, wow, that felt so good. I should call my whole family.
I've been doing a lot of FaceTimes recently because most of my friends will have like moved out of New York, and they keep you company while you're doing other tasks.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
fun.
You could literally wash your dishes while FaceTiming your friend. You can cook while FaceTiming your friend. Like, there's a lot of little pockets of, you know,
joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the best advice that I can give you. But girl, I know it's hard. I really do. I do have the privilege of, I have a very flexible schedule now. So during the day, I can find these pockets of joy. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not that easy for everybody, but you got to do it, because you're going to go insane if you don't.
But also, I would say, allow yourself to enjoy the things that you enjoy. Don't judge yourself if being on TikTok for 15 minutes makes you happy. Relish that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If binging the Golden Girls, which I'm finished now, makes you happy, thank you. Do that. Now I'm on to Mary Tyler Moore. And I love it.
Anyway, try to apply some of these things. Feel free to DM us anytime.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you if you're stressed.
Yeah, Emily will FaceTime you.
Listen, I got all day. Not really. I have responsibilities too, but I do have time during the day. If you want to like hit me up during a lunch break.
You know what? If you want to come to a comedy show, that's where I do most of my socializing.
There
so
you go.
Come to a show and you can come alone. No pressure. You guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And of course, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.